This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You got your Google, you got your Amazon, and you got your Tencent. That's Tencent. It's a Chinese company, the third biggest internet company on the planet behind the aforementioned numbers 1 and 2. Its messaging service, WeChat, is the world's fastest growing smartphone app. It's only been around for 2 years, but it's got nearly 400 million users, and it's coming soon to a market near you. Our man in China, Rob Schmitz, explains.
If you own a smartphone in China, odds are you're using WeChat. Advertising agency manager Li Jing says most of her phone use is devoted solely to this app. It allows users to text and walkie-talkie voice messages to each other, share photos and video messages, and it also uses GPS to let you know friends are nearby.
It's so fast. I no longer have to type messages. When I'm on the go, I can just record a quick voice or video message, and my friend will get it immediately.
But WeChat's popularity doesn't stem so much from how awesome it is, but because Tencent offers it free of charge. And that's meant a big savings for many Chinese who tend to be prolific texters.
If people's social networking activities become more popular on the mobile phone rather than on the computer, it's going to shift the social networking landscape.
Jeremy Goldcorn is founder of the Chinese media blog Danwei. He says as more people shift from laptops to smartphones, so goes social media. He says WeChat is popular because it doesn't push users to post their passing thoughts publicly for all to see, like Facebook or Twitter. It's meant to be a private network between you and your closest friends.
Many people are starting to get fatigue from the public nature of most social networks. And I think it does offer the chance of returning social networking to its actual social origins rather than as a system of public narcissism.
And that's caught on well beyond China's borders. Tencent has hired international soccer star Lionel Messi to appear in ads like this one for the South American market.
WeChat, the new way to connect.
And now Tencent has plans to open an office in the U.S. But the company is, of course, Chinese, and that may be a problem for people worried about privacy, says Jeremy Goldcorn.
American internet companies are going to have a wild time talking about security issues, talking about censorship. I think it's going to be very tough for them to get user acceptance and trust in the United States.
But in light of revelations that the NSA is snooping into emails too, now might be the perfect time for WeChat to give the U.S. market a try. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.